The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. It's us again.
Hello.
We're back.
We're here.
Alexis and I are wearing matching merch today.
I was like, Jack is going to be so proud of me for wearing this merch. And then she was wearing it.
I know. Well, we're kind of, if you're watching on Patreon, you obviously can see this in the flesh. But if you're just listening on the podcast, you have to envision Alexis and I in the first degree. What the fuck does it say on the
cosmic name? Shuffling of the deck.
Cosmic shuffling on the deck. Wow. We're kind of doing like, we're wearing it two ways. Alexis is the business.
Ooh, I didn't even notice the collar.
I put a little collar under it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wore it with some combat boots.
I like this.
Yeah. Some tight pants. Jack's wearing it like a casual.
I'm just in pajamas.
Like, no, she's like a casual stepmom.
Yes. In the suburbs. She's got her wine.
Yeah, she's got wine. She just got home from Pilates. She's waiting for her at-home masseuse to arrive.
Ooh, this is the life I want to live. So
yes.
I'm really, it's like, you got to dress for the job you want.
Yes.
And this is how I'm dressing.
I would hire you.
Jared, you need to go out there and get a 9-to-5 so I can live my life.
I look like a stagehand, I feel like.
Kind of.
You know? Like,
yeah,
I'm just...
you're basic, but that's okay.
All right.
We're into it.
I have first degree merch to give you too for later.
Really?
Before we start off this episode, Jared has a gift for you.
Speaking of.
And I have to say, this is the episode before Jared's birthday. So this is technically Jared's birthday episode.
I'm shooketh.
This is just the kind of person that
no
I am.
No one ever surprises me with gifts.
Well, for Jared's birthday, he got you a gift.
Thank you. What is it?
I'm going to give it to you now. It's not wrapped.
And we have to describe it for...
And you don't have to wear this.
Anybody listening.
Right now.
Okay, I'm going to put the mic down.
Here, I'll hold the mic for you.
Okay, okay. Bury me in my egg shirt. I want to wear it forever. Oh my God. Is this because I got you a mayo shirt?
Yes. So,
holy shit. I know what I'm wearing for the next episode.
How the hell do they, like, what the?
I love this.
I was targeted for this, by the way.
Yeah. They knew.
They know.
That I got, well, mayo and eggs go together, you know.
They really
and
do.
It's honestly, there's a niche for everything. So once you start, like, watching a few videos, you fall down, then you find some merch. Like, the amount of nihilistic frog merch that I have is now two t-shirts.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were probably Googling recipes for my birthday party.
I think that might be
and
it.
Then yeah. They hit you. They or, knew what to get. They're like, their friend
know.
Would want this. They're
yes.
good friends and they'll get it for her.
But, you know, I like bury me in my egg shirt. I think
thank you so yeah. much. I love it. And for all of you, I got Jared for Christmas a mayo shirt, and I got a picture of him wearing it the other day.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling those moments were connected.
They were.
I think our love language for each other is just getting each other weird shirts.
Mockery gifts.
Yes. Well, like that's my thing now.
Shirt specialty.
Oh, totally.
It's like if I see something, I'm like, oh, this made me think of a person. I'm just gonna buy it.
But that's the best way to do gifts. That's how we do gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no pressure.
No.
It's like do it when you get an LOL.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. I love the egg shirt.
Love a little
me
LOL.
Too. Thank you so much, Jared. So thoughtful.
Oh, and if you would like to put in your will that you would like to be buried in that shirt, just let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the extra set of clothes I want in my coffin with me. Like, you know,
yeah.
In
something
case,
to change
what if I get
into.
There and they're like, this is all you brought?
Wait,
you,
that's a great idea.
Do you plan to bring comfy clothes with you?
When you die?
Yeah, when they bury you.
Would you plan to?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to be buried.
Well,
we don't have to get into that.
I mean, it's just, with my all of my dust, do I want them wearing comfy clothes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe a change for later. We'll
I don't
see.
Know. Have we talked about this on Killing Time before? What we want to do with our dead bodies?
We have in our friendship group. We have not talked about it on the pod yet.
Should we have like a quick discussion?
Sure.
Like what? Or should we save it? Maybe we'll save
Let's save it for its own segment.
We've got a lot of talk.
Because now we've built it up into like a cliffhanger.
No, because we've had these conversations, and I hope you have with your friends, because it's like, it's really fun.
Yeah, it feels good to talk about dying.
Talk about death with your friends.
Lighthearted. Yeah. Okay, so today is March 16th. Like I said, it is Jared's birthday episode, but nothing has to do with his birthday at all.
Happy birthday to me.
Is this your birthday today?
No. His birthday is in 5 days, yeah. March 21st.
It's coming. It's coming. Mm.
But it's also, today is the day before St. Patrick's Day. So I hope everybody is getting geared up. You're getting your green outfits, your green dye to put in your beer.
You're eating that corned beef and hash or whatever.
Yeah, getting ready. But
today, you don't like that?
I don't think it's, I don't know if I've ever had it.
Going on the stand soon.
Corned beef hash.
That's an excellent topic for the stand.
I mean, maybe you can bring it up today is going to be the day that
we'll
you do
see.
It.
Maybe I'll bring it back.
Okay, we're going to get into that in a second. So, it was bleak looking for days.
Oh.
Really, really bleak. But I found a couple that we can talk about. First, going back to 1850. In 1850, on March 16th, the Scarlet Letter book is published.
I think this is a very good one.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about Scarlet Letter, or should I give a TLDR?
I mean, Scarlet Letter, for those of you who are millennials or younger, might... If you ever see the movie Easy A,
yes, adaptation,
they do like a modern day version, and
Emma
I think
Stone?
That one of my favorite movies.
It's such a good movie.
It's Amanda Bynes is perfect.
Bynes is in it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Phoebe from Friends, Lisa Kudrow's in it. It's truly an amazing.
It's a great millennial movie.
Stanley Tucci's in it. Like everyone, amazing.
As if you didn't have enough reasons to watch it
Stanley
already.
Tucci alone.
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. It's incredible, and that, it teaches you a lot about ostracizing people for perceived reasons. And a lot of these things are constructs either by religion or society, what we, you know, condemn people for. So I think it's very interesting.
So in the book, A Scarlet Letter, the protagonist, her name is Hester Pern. She's from colonial New England. I think this was around like Salem witch trial-y type of days. Bleak days, by the way.
So bleak.
Like when we went to go visit the Salem witch trial museums, I was like, don't know how anybody just existed during
those
times.
They just sat on like wooden chairs with no padding. Like there was nothing comfortable.
No.
Anywhere.
It cold, hard, desolate, sad.
One blanket on like a bale of hay.
I know. The beds were just like a piece of wood with nothing on it. No mattress.
It's like people were like kind of bored and they just liked slapping labels on people and then like persecuting them for it.
Exactly.
That's kind of the vibe.
Sounds like now.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds like now.
Well, Wait a second.
Wait, when I was researching this, I was like, wow, the parallels, they just do not stop, do they?
No.
Yeah.
So anyways, she committed adultery, and adultery by definition is voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and a person who is not their spouse. Mm. So she, I don't know the details. I don't know if she was married or she was having sex with a married guy, but commits adultery. And then as punishment, the Puritan community requires her to wear the letter A on her bodice for the rest of her life. So like Easy A, she had the same thing. And she ended up embracing it and wearing it proudly. She put on every piece of clothing and she sews an oversized scarlet letter A decorated with fine embroidery. So she's just like, honestly, fuck you guys. I'm going to embrace this shit.
Honestly, that's the best thing you can ever do when people are coming after you for something.
I mean, you have to.
Like, you got to own your shit.
You got to own your shit.
Yeah.
You got to own your shit. So that was made in 1850, which also, I feel like that's very ahead of its time for 1850.
Kind of.
You know, it's like women's empowerment.
Yeah.
Like,
she's a pioneer.
She is.
Yes.
That's very early to be.
Well, Nathaniel Hawthorne was a guy that wrote it, but.
What a dick.
Okay, so that's 1850. Then we're going to go so this is, I don't even have like a main day for today. We're just kind of doing 2 days.
I
and
love
then,
that.
Of course, we have to have a famous birthday.
Of course.
And today's famous birthday is Flavor Flav.
Oh.
Flavor Flav.
63 years old today.
Wow, 63.
Flavor of Love.
Do you remember when I Love New York, like New York was like the top contender and then lost and then she got a spinoff? Yep. What a time for television.
That was honestly some of the best reality TV I've ever.
It was like when, what's his name, with the bandana was doing his show.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then Tila Tequila before Rock she went fucking crazy.
Was it Rock of Love?
Yeah, Rock of Love.
Oh, remember we theorized that he wore the bandanas because he was bald?
Oh, yeah.
But I think he took it off one episode to prove he wasn't.
I think he's pretty bald.
Whatever.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He just, yeah.
The bandana gets bigger and bigger with time.
It does. So, covering more and more. Yes. That was honestly that was also around the time that Next was on TV and Date My Mom.
Mean TV. Next was messed up. Oh, I was on TikTok and there was some Next recap that me and Matt were watching and we were like, this is so abusive and mean.
Yes.
It's so good.
What about the world's most anxiety inducing show, Room Raiders? Do you remember that?
Yes.
They're going to go through all your shit.
And that do the blacklight test.
Staged to me.
It was
all staged.
But the idea is terrifying.
Yeah.
Someone just going through all your shit. Seriously.
Parental Control, Date My Mom. It was the
good
prime time of TV.
Best of times and the worst of times.
They play ridiculousness so much on that goddamn channel.
And they're making new ones.
Well, I found out, that's a whole other thing. I found out why they do that scientifically. But anyways, they have so much room to put all these shows back on TV, but they're not. Whatever.
We should do an episode on the ridiculousness science. Why are they doing this?
I watched a whole TikTok about it.
Okay.
Anyways, okay. So the last thing we're going to talk about of today's date is on March 16th, 2009, I had to go into the Florida Man archives.
What?
Because there really was nothing to talk about on this date. I'm like, in the whole history of humanity time, there wasn't anything interesting that was going on March 16th. So in 2019, a Florida man was arrested and accused of shoving a woman to get some egg rolls.
Ooh.
Really?
Milton, Florida. A Florida man has been arrested after he allegedly shoved a woman when she wouldn't let him in the house to eat egg rolls.
Everyone loves egg rolls.
We've all been there.
I know. I'm like, I kind of get it. According to the offense.
Certainly sympathize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Victimless crime. Who's to say?
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Well, when I first was looking this up, I thought it was just shoving women to get eggs. And I was like, Alexis will really resonate with this.
Well, but then you got to do what you got to do.
Then I saw the rules. So according to the offense report from the Milton Police Department, the victim stated that 44-year-old Keith Johnson was drunk and she told him she did not want him in her home. I'm assuming they know each other. Johnson kept ringing the doorbell even after she told him she wasn't letting him in. He wanted to come in and eat egg rolls that were in the house, so the woman told him she would bring them out to him instead. But he wanted to come in, and he shoved her to get inside the door. The victim told him that he needed to leave, and she would leave the egg rolls by the car, but she called the police, and Johnson was arrested and charged with battery.
I'm eating my egg rolls like a civilized person at a table.
This started to feel less and less like he was there for the egg rolls.
I'm not going
to
eat them under the car like a raccoon.
Yeah. She'll leave the egg rolls
like an opossum
on the car.
His cover was bad, though. He's like, no. Trust me, I just want the egg rolls.
Yeah.
Let me in.
I'm not trying to. Yeah. No domestic abuse going on here at all. I just want an egg roll and some dipping sauce.
Sounds safe.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was the Florida man story from 2019, March 16th.
God bless Florida.
I mean, you know what? They've got something for you every day. Yeah.
Some for everyone.
When we actually get into what our normal section of True Crime Rewind is, I have something new for us. You know, something fresh. We're always trying to like try a new segment out. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But before then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're either loving it or hating it. We bitch about it. We love it. We have a healthy discussion. Vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to Instagram. You guys vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And sometimes we have an On the Stand from the listener. I don't know if we do today.
Oh, we do.
Oh, we do.
Do.
I can't
interesting.
Wait we do. To hear it. And
well, you
Jared.
Know, I feel like if anybody actually wants to call in and leave whatever's... whatever you want to put on the stand, I should probably give you the number for that. And that is, off the top of my head, 818-446-6889. 818-446-6889.
Thank you, Jared.
And I think we just recently changed it so that phone number we're also doing just, for our worst.
Honestly,
Christmas.
Whatever you want to call us
call
for.
Both number. If you have the old number, I check that too. Check them both. Call one of the numbers for either thing, and we'll get it.
Call that number I just said, and just say whatever you want.
I know. That's
say what you want. Whatever. Honestly, I was hoping someone would like confess to something crazy, and then we could turn it into its own podcast.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, I know. Well, we've been waiting for that. That's why we
hasn't
started.
If anyone's committed a serious felony, Confess it.
Let us know.
Yeah.
The true meaning behind why we
But
have
don't
a
tell who you
there.
Are so we can unravel the truth.
Yeah, yeah. It needs to be a cat and mouse kind of situation. Yeah. We don't want to just turn you into the authorities.
Don't tell us your name.
Yeah.
Call, like, use a VPN, call from us. A payphone. Make it hard.
And make your whole confession into a riddle.
Yeah.
That we have to decipher.
Then send us a letter, handwritten letter of ciphers that we have to solve.
Yeah. It's like the modern day Zodiac.
Yeah.
We could try to also just solve the Zodiac.
We could try.
Okay. Anyways, who wants to go
we
first?
Could try. Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I had an amazing experience yesterday. So I'm going to, like I do, set it up with an anecdote.
Exactly.
I was driving in rush hour traffic, which I haven't done in a while. And this person was like right in my ass and I just like didn't want to let him over. So I was kind of just retaliating against his aggression or
Jared knows this very well.
And eventually they got to they were like pulling up and they really wanted to give me a piece of their mind. And my windows are so tinted. They were so fucking disappointed. And suddenly like they were like embarrassed because I could see them, but they can't see
me.
Oh,
now you have the high ground.
And they don't know if I'm like 10 scary guys. If I'm, you know, and they were suddenly like very sheepish. And I was like, yeah, this mystery's got you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I have illegally tinted windows.
Awesome. Amazing. I want that.
Matt, my boyfriend, did it. He's a huge proponent.
Well, he's from Texas,
privacy,
so he
baby.
Knows the
but
value of...
But at first I struggled because during turns I was scared I'd hit a pedestrian, but your eyes adjust. And I'm telling you, this level of privacy while you're driving is like something I've never experienced.
Does it get scary at night? Are they really dark when you're
I
driving
I roll down
at
the
night?
Windows at night.
Do you? They're that dark.
To make a turn with pedestrians, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Because I've been thinking about doing it. I mean, I grew up in
it's
Phoenix.
It's worth it.
So
I honestly
know.
Love it. Honestly love it. But you have to be cautious like you always are when you drive. And if you're like, I can't, like if you check a blind spot and you can't see, you turn around. Like,
oh, yeah.
I well, do
you
it every
just
time,
gotta
no
make sure
what.
You see it. You don't take the risk. Like, I'm going to go through this crosswalk without checking. Like, even if you can't see, you check closer.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But the anonymity involved, I mean, you can just flip birds. It de-escalated a potentially serious situation.
I love flipping a secret bird.
Dude, yeah. Jared gets the worst road rage. So he gets so, like, you get so sensitive when you're driving.
I'm a sweetie pie in all other situations.
That's where you let
it
out.
Do you
want to
know what really hurts people? A thumbs down.
Oh, yes. So good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It hurts more than a finger.
Too.
It hurts more than a
fingers
middle finger.
Fingers don't hurt at all. Fingers have lost their luster.
A thumbs down. I heard a salute's pretty good.
Salute
a
is
salute,
good.
Like a mad
condescending
salute.
Yeah,
like I had a guy do,
way to go, Captain.
I had a guy do finger guns at me one time.
That's crazy.
But like,
like that?
No, like threatening, like this.
Oh my God.
But no one holds a gun like that.
Well, some people do.
I know some people do. It's like,
scary guys.
Usually when you get threatened, it's like this. I was like,
yeah, they're not like,
but it's a long story, but basically he was taking the off ramp. So a bit of a coward because he waited till he knew he was getting off the freeway. And then he was doing this at me out of his window.
That's terrifying.
Which is terrifying.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
So tinted windows. Defending. I'm saying everyone should have them. I think there'd be way fewer road rage incidents.
Just because nobody can see what the other person is doing.
No.
At all.
And it really makes you be like, there could be an old lady in there. There could be a, you know, you just don't know. Or this guy was probably like, there's probably eight dudes in there. Although I drive a girl car.
I was just thinking.
Yeah, your car is pretty girly.
Yeah.
The possibility that there are eight like scary dudes in your car.
It's like
Matt drives it.
Okay.
You know,
he's a scary dude.
It's also that one of the Larry David has one, which tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. That's totally
I'm
it.
I'm like, your car is very small. If like eight dudes coming out of it would be like a clown
car. It fits five.
But very tightly.
No, it fits five.
You can fit
it's
five.
It's an SUV.
Probably not five of me.
No, like
five of you.
Five Jacks.
I'm going to say not guilty.
Not
I don't
guilty.
Have my
and
windows are
this.
Completely clear.
You,
I don't even know.
You have no idea about even just the UV protection you could be.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Huge.
I'm doing it huge.
Huge.
I'm doing it.
Okay, I'll go next. So today I was thinking about the fact that I don't know what it is about Diet Coke. Diet Coke is like really getting a moment. Like it's really cool to like Diet Coke.
What?
If you go on TikTok, there's all the Diet Coke girlies. They're like doing their thing and it's become this cult sort of a following for Diet Coke.
Mm.
And I'm really trying to bring back the original regular Coke.
Okay.
I'm putting both in our house.
Regular Coke on the stand. Mm-hmm. There is nothing better than a sip of regular Coke from the can. We all know that McDonald's regular Coke is the best thing in the entire world.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But like, I think for regular Coke is not getting the social love and praise that Diet Coke is.
Okay.
And we need to bring it back.
I am probably not the person to weigh in on this because I don't really like soda.
No, but I've started convincing you to drink soda.
You get it with every time we go get dinner. You get it, and then what you do is you have two sips, and then you're done.
That's what
you mean. I'm thirsty, and then I drink the rest of it because it's there. But I don't even like soda. Like,
I don't like caffeine. But I was a huge Diet Coke drinker, like for most of my life until probably 2 years ago. I love Diet Coke.
Is there caffeine in Diet Coke?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I love regular Coke. Like, it's honestly a win-win. I like them all.
Do you drink coffee?
Nope.
So no caffeine.
No caffeine.
Right. Gotcha.
That's so crazy.
Well, I mean, I don't... Yeah.
For how much energy I have, it sure is.
I know.
You don't need it.
You're so bouncy.
Caffeine could like probably make you tired.
It makes me tired, and it makes me like, short of breath. It gives me panic. Like, it's really too much for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, again, I'm not the person to weigh in on this. I'm just like, if it's there, I'll drink it.
I just love it so much. Justice
I say not
Coke.
Guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
What's yours?
Mine is, I keep doing airport related ones, but I've been traveling a lot. It's a simple one. It's when you're waiting for your bag at the carousel and somebody's just crowding the lip of the carousel, blocking everybody from grabbing their bag.
Like when the chute first shoots
you
out?
Yeah, so like...
I'm always that person.
Are you the one crowding the thing?
Yeah.
Why not just stand back a little bit and wait till it comes out? I feel like this one happens to me so often that I've put it on the stand before and I don't remember, but I was just at the airport and it was like there was this little old lady and she was waiting for her bag and there were all of these people crowding the thing and she's trying to like get through them to get her bag and it's like it's not like it's not going to come back around again.
You got to go to a place where there's fewer people.
True.
It's a pecking order out there.
But
it's survival of the fittest.
It really is. It's like you got to get your spot. You got to stand your ground.
Why don't we all just stand back and then when it comes out, you step forward and
grab it? I need a big spot because I'm like not as strong as a dude and my suitcases are always so heavy.
I know.
So I'm like, I need like a lot of space to like drag it a little, hoist
dude.
And it's not like any gentleman offer to help.
Just look more helpless. I help people all the time. I'm like,
Jared, not everybody does. Most guys don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm like, oh, I can be of service right now.
Maybe.
We're trying to be
damsels.
I think
another woman has helped me, but men are always just sitting there with their AirPods, like trying to look cool with their Gucci belts or whatever.
Maybe they're intimidated. I don't know.
I did see a really big guy. He's probably like 6'5". The crowding was happening and his suitcase came out and he just like rushed to go get it and knocked over a toddler.
Oh, I don't do that.
Like,
but
he was like, I'm not going to wait for this to come around again. I'm not going to go chase after it. He literally knocked over a little kid on his way to grab his suitcase because he needed it in those 2 seconds that it came out.
I would try to avoid knocking over the kid, but that's me. That's me because you're in my way and you don't
was
need to be up
okay?
here right now.
I mean, I think
victimless crime.
He was kind of not really.
No, it's never okay to push anyone.
I mean, I guess pushing is the theme of this episode.
Everyone
you're pushing
to
get egg rolls. You're pushing to get your luggage.
I'm barging to get that thing if you're in the way because you shouldn't be standing right on the lip.
I mean,
if you're a kid, you get a pass, but I got to get to my bag.
Honestly, if you get there first, you deserve to be on the lip.
First is the worst, though.
I think we got to do away with this.
I like being second.
We got to do away with this.
All right. Well, I say it's not guilty.
I'm saying guilty.
Not guilty. Because I am the lip person.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Jack and Jerry and Alexis. I have an on the stand. Oh, God. It is the bane of my existence. So I am putting on the stand grocery store traffic etiquette. And I don't mean, like, putting your cart back after you're done shopping. We all know that's annoying. But specifically, when we go to the grocery store, there needs to be some kind of traffic control. There needs to be some crossing guards, some regulators, because people are out in these streets, and it is every person for themselves. You go in, you're either stuck behind somebody like leaning on their cart and they are slow as hell and you don't want to be rude and pass them, or you're just trying to casually shop and look for something you need and you know those people and you can hear them from like 50 yards away and they're coming in hot and they're going to be right up on your tail and then you have to figure out what to do with yourself because you want to get out of their way and then you make so much as the wrong turn and you go directly in the direction they were going to go. There's nobody there to regulate it, or you have the people in the aisle who put the cart on one side, and then they look for what they need on the other side, and you got to either shimmy past that cart or, like, walk in front of what they're looking at, or, God forbid, their cart's in front of something you need, so you may have the audacity to move their cart out of the way because you don't want to wait for them to get what you need because we're all in a hurry. And then they look at you like you're moving their cart, like you're trying to steal it. Like, ma'am, you wanted me to have
what I was going to buy here, and I don't feel like shopping, and I will take this cart. No, nobody's taking your cart. Let me move it out of the way. You shouldn't put it there in the first place. Have some self-awareness. Oh, and also, self-checkout. Like, not everybody is qualified, okay? We don't all need to be in the self-checkout line. Some people can't handle it, and that's okay. They have people there waiting to do the checkout for you. And I'm sorry if you're embarrassed to buy S-Lax in front of the convenience store clerk, but my God, I don't have time for you to wait. I don't have time, and I am frustrated. And something needs to happen. We need some kind of regulation. We need speed limits. We need stop signs. We need laws, and we need tickets. And thank you. I love you guys. Sorry, that was crazy. And I feel so much better. Bye.
Whoa.
What a roller coaster.
I don't want to overstep here, but I think you might be my soulmate.
I mean, we were chatting while this was going on, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever felt that much emotion about anything in life. And Jared was like, I feel this way about a million tiny things all the time.
But yeah, especially this.
I felt like it sounded like my thoughts had come out as like a person in this. Like, I was at Costco yesterday, and it was bananas how crazy people were walking. And the carts are huge. It's like Costco's a big place.
Yeah.
Love that
but
place.
But when there's a ton of people in there with giant carts, what she's saying makes so much sense. Like, I wish there were like little referees like running around like ejecting people from the store for not going with the flow of traffic. It's crazy.
This gives me so much anxiety. It's such a Costco problem. I know she was talking about just supermarkets, but I feel like a supermarket is never as crowded as a Costco is. Ugh. Like, there, and people are going at a million different speeds at Costco. She's right. Like, there's the people that are going at a snail's pace, looking at their phone, just like kind of having a peruse.
And nobody knows where anything is because you go to
it's never the same.
It's never the same. And you go to a regular grocery store far more often than you go to a Costco, or at least we do because we don't have the space. So when I go, I'm like, oh shit, where is this thing? And you have to walk 2 football fields away to
Why
find
do
it.
You guys go to Costco?
You're asking me.
Why did
he
you go
just
there?
Brought home a fucking gallon sized bag of pretzels. I'm like, where are we putting these? There's no room.
We don't go.
My,
I go.
Prepper boyfriend, we just got a deep freezer.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Hell.
A giant Well, he bought a backup generator in case we lose power.
Am I just learning that he's a prepper?
I guess. I'm just learning that he's a prepper.
No, he's not a prepper. He's just prepared.
He's prepared.
Okay, prepper family.
So he's like, we got to go to Costco now and fill this deep freezer with provisions.
Fuck yeah, Matt. I'm in, dude. Tell him I'll go with
him. To be honest, Hollywood is going to be one of the first places to go when something happens.
We'll be the last one standing in Hollywood for sure.
People have it all wrong. If shit does go south, what you do is you board up the Costco and you take it over. You claim
it. It's like very Last of Us.
And you don't need any of this stuff. Yeah, it is. Literally, yeah. There's a scene where Nick Offerman does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, I just have a problem with people being embarrassed about X-Lax. I gotta give X-Lax, like, you need to empower yourself. Wear the X on your shirt, like Easy A to wear it proudly. Wear
it scarlet letter.
Wear your constipation proudly. Let everybody know. We're not shitting our pants like everybody else, and you know, we have a problem. But don't be embarrassed by X-Lax.
Yeah. Well, that's my nervousness at like self-checkout. Like, it's going to announce what I'm buying when there's like an error.
But what's embarrassing? Nothing's embarrassing.
I don't buy any embarrassing stuff.
I get well.
There is nothing embarrassing to buy.
I don't know. Lube could be weird if you ran into someone you knew.
I guess. But like, everybody needs lube.
Not everyone.
Well, most people. I don't know.
Hey, look at me.
We're all just looking at each other. No, I think that this is a great on the sand. I mean, it is. I think everybody can relate.
And I think guilty.
Dude, I'm in with you on this 4,000%.
Yeah, I think you're right. I almost hit someone in the grocery store yesterday because with those tinted windows, you can't see shit.
That's true.
And I was leaving Trader Joe's and it's just as bad over here.
Trader Joe's is pretty horrible too.
Dude.
When it comes to traffic.
Yeah, I was
so
at the
narrow.
Studio City one. It was brutal. Like, buckle up, everyone. My blind spots.
Well,
can't
up.
See anything.
Buckle
you know?
Up, Alexis, in the parking lot.
Well, to be fair, we need to talk about this in a different episode, but Trader Joe's parking lots, every single one is made the same, and they're all made so fucked
Because they only
up.
Want, like, 8 people in the store at a time.
They, yeah,
because
like, they can only fit that many in the store, realistically.
There's something about it.
The fire marshal needs to look into these
Trader
Joe's.
That cheese and wine section, it's a reason enough to go.
There's nothing.
Unexpected
I saw
cheddar.
You had some pickle hot dogs
We saw
here.
Them in the freezer.
Oh, yes, I got those for us to try.
Can we try them today?
Yeah, we can put them in the oven.
Fuck yeah. Fun. All right, well, when we come back, we have something new for all of you guys.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick.
I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so if you follow us on Instagram or you're in our Facebook group, we have been toying with this idea. We've actually talked about it a lot in previous episodes. We just haven't really implemented it. But it's the idea of having a little advice column.
I love this. Ooh.
Called Ask a Girl or Ask a Ginger.
Uh-huh.
And we love giving advice. I think our best conversations happen when we have some of like the on the stands that have to do with relationships.
Yes.
Or like they're more of like an emotional sort of a thing. And I think that gives us our best.
I was thinking about this because I was looking at, we got some submissions on Instagram and I was going through them and I was like, I have answers for all of this.
Yeah.
Like I really, and it's because we've been through hell with friendships, relationships, business, betrayals, but also like we've done work. We've been in therapy. We've seen doctors. We've done research. So I just feel like we're good. We're going to be good at this.
We're professionals.
I can't wait. We're professionals.
Okay. So I want to start off with a good one. I think it's actually, this one's for you, Jared.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay, so this one is from Angela. Oh, and also, if you want to send us your questions, advice, we love, because we got a we got a few emails that were like actually really long thought out questions that I think are amazing because it really gives you a backstory. And then we got some like on Instagram that are obviously short because you can only fit so many characters. But please send us an email of your questions because these are really fun. And like, we love to get some insight about what your situation is so we can give the right amount of advice. Yes. So you can email us hello@thefirstdegreepodcast.com. Same email.
We'll start throwing that in the show notes now too.
Yeah.
I'll add that.
hello@thefirstdegreepodcast.com. Okay. So first question.
Ready.
Is from Angela, and she says, "Hey, two girls and a ginger. I'm needing advice that I think Jared would be able to give." No, you'll be good at this.
Okay.
"My husband is a singer, guitarist, songwriter. I met him when he was 23 years old when he had already been in his rock band for several years. Almost two decades later, he had a major falling out with his best friend slash bandmate, and this was a few years ago. Since then, I haven't heard him sing or pick up his guitar at all. He was so upset that he didn't even want to have anything to do with making music. It kills me.
Oh, no.
But thankfully, I have his recordings that I can still listen to, which is so fucking sad.
He's hurt.
So she goes, "I brought it up a few times that I miss him singing and playing. I don't need him to be in a band again. I just want him to love his own music again." So Jared, the question is, if you ever had a falling out with a bandmate that made you want to give up music, would you want Jack to encourage you to still pursue music if it's just for you and not in a band? Or would you not want her to bring it up? I guess just in general, like, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, first off, I'm so sad because it's
makes me so sad because that's obviously your happiness and your outlet and your creative everything.
I will say this from my perspective, because there was a moment years ago where I was like, real life was happening and I was wondering whether or not I was going to keep going with the band stuff, because sometimes the road is demanding and the band is demanding, and sometimes you're in a situation in real life where it's like you feel like you're being pulled in two directions. So I was kind of forced with a choice. What I realized through that was that it's my call. Like, it's something that I really love doing. And so I wanted to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Now, in a situation where you're in a band with other people and there's a, you know, some sort of rift between you and somebody, like, that can really sour the experience. But again, at the end of all of that, it's your call if you want to hop back into it or not. And I'm sure he probably loves playing music and it's such a big part of my life, so I relate. But I think you need time to then recommit mentally.
She said this was a few years ago. It's been like he was playing music all the time, like all day, every day. And then a few years have passed and he hasn't even picked up a guitar. Like, he's scorned. Like, well, that.
I think people put
so much emphasis on the heartbreak that follows romantic relationships, but like a band breaking up, depending on how much of your identity is wrapped up in that, can be just as traumatic,
if not more.
Yeah, like, because your identity, at least a partner, there is a delineation, but like what you do, so many people identify with who they are.
Well, and I feel like in this situation, like, it might be hard for him to start over, because again, like, your identity is tied up to this thing, and to have the confidence, even for your own enjoyment, like in your living room or in your den or whatever it is, to just enjoy this yourself, like, there's so many things that are tied into it.
Yeah, and it probably brings up really bad feelings for him.
Well, I always kind of told myself, I'll do this until it's not fun anymore, you know? And like, if for him it's not fun for this reason, I'm sure eventually you can move past it. It takes everybody a different amount of time to come to that realization. But, you know, I think it's just so tricky because music is such an emotional thing. And it's like, you have to have it's not like clocking into something. Like, you have to have that sort of motivation to want to do it. So, yeah, but I think as a partner, it's good to be encouraging and to be like, I don't think you should feel weird about being like, hey, I miss when I miss seeing you excited to do this.
Seeing you happy, you know, I think focus on who he was and what came out of him when he did something he loved, as opposed to the act. Cause then he can connect to that again.
Or if there's another, like, he's obviously a creative person, right? So I think when you're a creative person and you have this creative outlet that you're fulfilling, and then all of a sudden it kind of gets stripped away from you, you have some sort of a void, right? So it's like, maybe if there's something else that he could fill that with art or something creative, because there's going to be something that he wants to fulfill with that. And maybe it's even something that you can do like together but sometimes they just want to do their own thing. But all I've got to say is, if this was you, I would be encouraging you like all of the time, because I know how much you love music.
Yeah. And I think you should. And I think, I think he should keep going. And I think you should tell him that I said that
gently, you know, it's like, you know, your husband, it's like, if he gets agitated, stop.
Yeah.
But bring it up lovingly and supportingly and focus on the things, like we said, the good things about his personality that come out when he does it as opposed to the music itself.
Yeah.
You got this, dude.
He'll feel supported.
Yeah. I love it.
It's really sweet of you to even care to ask something
like
this.
Honestly, like, that's
you're very
something that
tune.
Should be celebrated because it's great to have a partner that actually is in your corner and wants you to do the things that you love. So.
Oh, I feel for you so much. Okay, we're going to go to one of our like shorter Instagram questions. We'll kind of go back and forth.
Cool.
Well, this one I thought was funny. This is the first one that we got when
amazing.
I first made the post. And I don't have names for these, but it just says engagement rings. They're either too blah or very intricate or ornate. Help.
Yes.
So I think that this is an interesting question because obviously we are a year and a half ago engaged. Maybe Alexis could be looking at a ring or two in the near future. Mm. So
and may or may not be designing a ring.
Exactly. So yeah. I thought that this could be a good conversation just because we've obviously had probably weeks and months to obsess over
rings.
Engagement rings.
Yes, I can't wait to hear.
And going back and forth. Well, what do you think about like what has been your journey looking through the rings and kind of coming to something that you think you like?
Gosh, I don't know, because I'm such a quirky style person that like I don't even know how to align my tastes with anyone else. But I don't know. I think you look at what your friends have and be like, is that me? Do I like that? Like, I don't know. It's the one time where I think comparison's okay because you can, because all my friends, their rings really match who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like our friend Anna has a ring and it's, I think it's not a pair. It's like a,
I think it's a pear.
Like a diamond. It's like a long. It's like kind of oblong. Is it a pear?
It's
like
I think it's a pear.
Is it? It's not
but
like a teardrop.
It's so her.
Yeah.
It's teardrop. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the technical thing, but it's so no her. Idea. And I think it really is your chance because like the ring that I want is kind of bold, different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like so hyped on it. And I can't imagine ever getting sick of it. And I'm like, I want something different. I don't want the same thing everyone has. I want something that looks really regal and noble, like something that looks like a medieval king wore it. That's what I want.
That's cool. I think that's badass.
I know, but like that's my style. Like I was looking at signet rings that look like mobsters would wear them. I wanted like a chunky art deco.
You want like a what do they give you when you graduate high school?
Like
a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He wants a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
I want a big. I just like something. I don't know. Different. I just want something different. Like I was looking at vintage rings. Like you just gotta identify who you are, and what you get sick of, and what you don't get sick of. Yeah. Like what jewelry do you wear?
Well, and that's. It's funny because I kind of went the opposite way. My ring's very, very simple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very diamond focused, which is kind of what I wanted it to be. Mine's not ornate or like really that unique at
she
all.
She just
so pretty, though.
Looked at me and said,
big
fat rock.
Yeah.
But
she's like, I want my knuckles to drag on the ground.
Yeah.
But I think like if you have followed me a long time and you know my personality, I think maybe it was a little bit unexpected because I'm always trying to do something unique that doesn't exist. And I ended up going, it's not traditional, but it just is a very simple.
Well, it's like a big solitaire, but it's going to match with all your wacky stuff.
Exactly.
Because it's not too stylized.
And that's why I kind of just went simple because I'm like, I'm going to be, everything's going to change, like trends or whatever I'm into always is like revolving. But this is something that I don't wear jewelry.
Everything.
So I'm just like, it's the one constant.
So I guess we just learned that between two people, there's two like wildly different opinions on.
Well, it just depends
what
would be on
cool.
who
so
you
it comes
you
down
are.
To the individual.
Yeah.
Level.
And you have to know like what budget matters too. Like my sister is getting married this fall and they had a very non-traditional ring, small diamond, but really artistic, different kinds of stones too. Like I was looking at emerald center stones.
I was going to say other stones.
I'm really interested in emerald too. Yeah. I'm like still on the, I'm like, that would be fucking awesome.
That's cool.
And
yeah,
you could
cool.
get a massive emerald
yeah,
for the price of a diamond.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, some of the real ones though are just as expensive. It's
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're just all crazy. But the emeralds, it wouldn't match with everything. That was my deterrent. I love the shape of emeralds. I love emerald cuts. But I think you have to like look at your style and look at your other jewelry and, you know, and make a decision based on that.
And you don't have to do something that's like wildly different. Like you can go kind of normal. Like I have the exact same ring as our friend Jenny. Like we both switched rings to try each other's on because they're similar. And then we're like, oh my God, whose ring is whose?
Wait, really?
Oh, really?
Our fingers are surprisingly the same size. We thought our finger, like, finger widths were so different. She has the same thing. I didn't know my ring was like hers, but they ended up being like the exact same ring. an exact same that's finger so size. Wow. And that's okay. Like, that's something that cares? I think that you don't, unless your friend is super sensitive, like, it's okay to have something similar to somebody
there
else.
There are only so many ways you can put a diamond onto
that's,
a ring.
That's what
like,
I was just going to say.
You know, there's only going to be a...
Yeah.
So it's like, don't get hung up on the minutia of, like, what other people think. Think about what you want. And I think that's
and
how
then,
you
like,
go with it.
Like, there comes... You have to make a decision, like, at some point. You just have to be like, this is what I'm going for. Like, once we did that...
You can always change it.
Yeah.
You always get another one.
Well, our friend got engaged and she thought she wanted like a halo around her ring and blah blah blah, so her now husband made it, and when she got it she's like, I fucking hate it. And then they changed the settings, yeah, and they got reimbursed for what the little diamonds cost, and it was fine.
Yeah,
there you go.
Anyways, so I think that was some good advice.
That felt nice.
I like giving advice, even though I don't think I'm very good at it.
You're pretty good, Jared.
you're the best. All right, well, now we're gonna hear the terrible things that you people have done next.
Yes.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, worsty firsties. We're here to talk about all your misdeeds. So we're going to get into the first one, unless you guys want to air anything dirty you've done lately.
Jared?
Probably just general road rage.
Okay, then. We're going to dive right into it.
Hello, Jack, Alexis, and Jared. I am calling in to report the worst thing that I've done in the recent past. So during Christmas time, a lot of places will have giving trees. So this year, my daughter and I picked out a cute little giving tree ornament so that we could provide a toy, some clothing, you know, something really nice for Christmas for a sweet little girl that was the same age as my daughter. I promptly lost the giving tree item and recently found it. And I feel horrible. I am hopeful that this giving tree situation, that they actually provided gifts to all of the children, and I didn't just ruin this kid's Christmas. So that's the worst thing I've done. Have a great day. Bye.
Oof. Wow.
Well, listen, you're a good person, A, for doing the giving tree thing to begin
at
with,
all.
B, for caring that and feeling bad. I also hope that no one let that little girl sit there with no gift. But most people wouldn't allow that.
No, somebody took up the slack or picked up the slack somewhere. I'm sure it was okay. But that is some guilt, though.
I think this is a good lesson to anyone who wants to be like do this. Like, you can't be forgetful. You got to follow through with this kind of a thing. Yeah. And it's okay that you forgot. Like, shit happens. But like, maybe just people hearing this, like, it helps to know, like, if I pull that thing off the tree, I have a duty.
Yeah.
I have a responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why I know I'm not suited for things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I truly, there are things that I will not remember, period. Yeah. Like, it's why you develop habits, like to-do lists and putting things in a calendar where if it just won't happen. But you wanted it to happen and you almost did it. And you're a good person.
Yeah.
You wanted this.
No, your intentions are good.
Your intentions were there.
Listen, shit slips my mind all the time.
You have a daughter to worry about. You're busy. You got a life. Bills don't stop coming. Life's moving at warp speed. You got to give yourself some slack.
I know. And especially to have kids on top of that all. Like, I can't even keep my shit straight.
Imagine.
Being me and myself to take care of.
You got to read parenting books and go on blogs and talk to teachers. And like, you have enough going on. It was very noble of you to want to give more, though.
Very
but
noble.
That is so rough, that poor kid.
It's Paris.
Somebody figured
someone
it out.
Gave the kid a gift.
But you know, that is like, that's always the plot for the movie, you know?
They got a gift.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
And then poor
they
little...
They did!
Poor, you can't just make up your own reality. Poor,
I know they got a gift, because no adult would be like, all the impoverished children get gifts except for you.
Oh, no.
None for that's Gretchen Wieners kind of a moment.
That would never happen. She got a gift. It's okay.
And we all learned via your lesson. We all just learned. You just got.
Are you okay?
What? What do you mean?
You really, you did okay. It's all going to be fun.
Little Timmy got his gift. Don't worry.
Little Sally.
Well,
we got some pickles to make.
We've got some pickles to make. Do you have anything to leave us off with?
Oh
boy.
I this morning I made a protein shake and I did some deep reflection.
Okay.
And I was like, I am going to write poems for the subsequent episodes.
Yes.
Here we go. This one's titled... This is titled Scarlet Letter. I want a scarlet A. I want to commit adultery, but unfortunately for me, no one wants to touch me. Adultery and me rhymes.
Yeah, I know.
I want women to think that other women want me, but their constant disinterest is surely to taunt me. Ooh. My lack of BDE will forever haunt me.
Wow. Yes.
I would assume this is George.
Oh, it's George.
Okay. That's okay. George, there was no mention of George.
George
Costanza.
Wanting a scarlet letter.
George.
George wanting adultery.
Okay. This could
that
have been
he can never get.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, felt good. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.